Stevie Nicks and I go way back to 1975 when Fleetwood Mac was an in-studio WHFS guest a few times. One time, bassist John McVie inexplicably tried to jump out of a moving car as we cruised down Wisconsin Avenue on the way back to D.C. He was halfway out of the limo when Mick Fleetwood and I reeled him back in. We were lucky he wasn't killed. Stevie once told me that the Silver Spring, Maryland exit sign on the Capitol Beltway was the inspiration for the title of her song, Silver Springs. And in Surf's Up, Stevie discusses her band history, how she writes songs, her affection for Washington, D.C. Former Georgetown University student Walter Egan talks about his love affair with Stevie and the inspiration of his 1978 hit song Magnet and Steel. And Stevie talks about her charity. You may not know this, but Stevie Nicks' Band of Soldiers for Wounded Warriors. She began visiting soldiers at Bethesda's Walter Reed Hospital in 2007. And Stevie holds the record for the most hours spent over a five-year period visiting combat wounded service members. Just another reason to love her. Stevie says, I'm more proud of this than Fleetwood Mac or any of the things I've done.